you. Okay, and we have one item of additional business, discussion and possible action on an amendment to the rules of procedure.
So I'll keep this short, it's been a long night. You've seen the proposed amendment. This allows for public comment during the meeting, which there's new legislation that requires that. It amends Rule 1.1 to add public comment after the approval of the minutes, so at the beginning of the meeting, and then it establishes the guidelines for that. We had circulated the proposed language, and Ms. Hoy Stevens had a good suggestion for E, so I changed that. And I'll just read the whole thing. The chairman or staff may, but are not required to, respond to a speaker or to a question or an issue raised by a speaker. In situations where the chairman or staff responds, the response shall not indicate the position of the commission as a body and shall, to the extent possible, be limited to informing the speaker, if appropriate, of the proper person or organization to whom their concern should be addressed. She brought up a good point. A lot of times, like we just said today, you need to tell it to DelDOT, maybe not somebody in the county. What we have here mirrors what county council already had. It's a 3-minute limitation. We'll start using the timer and roll from there. So I think if you're good with that, it's Mr. Chairman, I move that we amend Rule 1 to permit public comment during the meeting, and we amend Rule 16 to add Rule 16.2 governing the process for public comment.
I'll make that motion.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to
amend the rules of procedure of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Period. Oh, do we need to call a roll for that?
No, that's fine. What we'll do is then we'll get that incorporated into the rules and get them up on the website here soon.
All right. And then starting with the next meeting, we'll have a public comment period in the beginning, I would take it.
And so how to work, for those of you who haven't been to council, like Jamie will run this thing because I'm not going to do it. That little thing right there says green, and then when you get close it's yellow, and then it's red, and the clock in the back counts down from 3 down to 0 also.
Can we do that with all the speakers? I'm teasing.
Yeah. what portion of the hearings are we going to do that?
That's just the public comment.
At the beginning of every meeting, we're going to have what's called a public comment opportunity.
The problem, it's tough when you do public hearings because you can't say, well, the applicant gets 30 minutes to make their presentation. Everybody else, you only get 3 minutes. You know, we're going to end up in a jam on that. You know, you got to be fair.
So it'll be at the beginning, just like county council.
Yeah.
It's set up, Mr. Chairman. So.
So you can see how it's
like
in the back.
You can see, Mr. Chairman, it's set up so that they can see the traffic lights. So it goes green, and then it goes amber, and then it goes red. And then you can see the timer at the back ticking down.
So. How much time is left when it goes amber?
I think it's 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. No, it's 1 minute.
2 minutes, 1 minute.
We can find out if you want to wait 30 seconds.
I was saying, you're going to see it here in a minute. Well, it's not the 2 minute.
It's probably 30 seconds.
I think you work for it, Jamie.
Okay. And it's really easy.
I'm going with the Renaissance man.
Part of the after party.
Okay. Anybody else have anything for the good of the order?
Nope.
No.
All right. If not, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing. The White House, on behalf of the Planning and Zoning Commission, we express.
Sad day.
Hope that if you get the opportunity to cross the pond and pay your respects, tell them all we said, hey.